New York City has been home to some of the greatest classical music composers. Fans can hear selections of their works played almost every night, from concert halls to churches. But can you put a price on a great work? Well, one man has. For years, he's been collecting original music manuscripts from composers like Bach and Mahler. And now he wants to sell them for $135 million. Caroline Cooper got a look at some of the scores at the Morgan Library and reports there are some conditions to the sale.
It's Ravel's Bolero, one of the best-known works of 20th century music. The one-movement piece was originally commissioned as a ballet. When Bolero had its U.S. premiere with the New York Philharmonic in 1929, audiences went wild, and it hasn't lost its New York fan base. Today, the original manuscript resides in the city's Morgan Library, part of the Lehman Collection of nearly 200 scores that reads like the greatest hits of classical music. Christoph Wolff, a professor of music history at Harvard University, calls it the trophy collection.
If you look at the list, you have Bach manuscripts, you have Mozart, Beethoven, and Schubert, Chopin, you have Debussy, Strauss, and Bartok, and Berg, and Schönberg. There isn't anything like it, especially when it comes to the selected items that are really major works in the history of music.
The trove belongs to Robert Owen Lehman, who has been collecting original manuscripts for decades. He made his initial deposit at the Morgan in 1972. Now he's looking to sell portions of his collection, manuscripts that bear the distinctive marks, side notes, and scratch-outs of the greatest musical minds in recent history. But with a price tag of $135 million, it may be a tough sell for any one individual to pick up.
We're certainly talking to a number of institutions both here and overseas.
That's John Lebrano, the antiquary and music manuscript dealer charged with finding a buyer willing to accept two stipulations to the sale. It can't be broken up, and it must remain on display in a public institution. Lehman plans to use the money to create a foundation for music education and performance. But before that can happen, the buyer or buyers have to materialize. Earlier this spring, Lebrano quietly sent a letter to a handful of New York's very wealthy residents.
And it'd be wonderful if it could stay in New York. It all comes down to the funding.
But, he adds, nothing's set in stone.
I can't guarantee that this collection, for example, does not sell in the foreseeable future, but something down the line happens, conditions could change.
The economics of high-end music manuscript sales could force that change, including the possibility of breaking up the collection. Thomas Venning, the director of manuscripts at Christie's in London, explains.
A lot of what you see coming through music sales is material that might have started in a collection but is being sold one manuscript at a time. And that's done because it's just easier to realize value for one manuscript at a time than it is for an entire collection.
This is not the first time such a selection of scores has hit the market, or the first time the Morgan has stood to lose. In 1983, the library bid for the Stravinsky archive, but could not compete with the Sacher Foundation in Switzerland, which swooped in to meet the more than $5 million asking price. The collection, correspondence and manuscripts, have been housed in Basel ever since. For scholars like Anne Schreffler, chair of Harvard's music department, nothing compares to a close study of an original, like Mahler's Third Symphony.
In terms of the musical knowledge, just the way a composer notates music can be significant. So even if they don't make changes, just seeing how they beam notes, whether the beam goes up or down, whether notes are connected or separated, those kinds of things can give you insight into the musical structure. When these pieces are published and printed, then the publishers have their own guidelines and rules, just as with printing of books. So certain aspects of the notation are always standardized. But in the manuscript, you can see the composer's idiosyncratic notation.
It's this sort of raw experience that can only come from studying the original manuscripts.
It is the cultural legacy in New York City, and I think it would be quite a loss in terms of their overall music holdings that have given it a specific focus. So it would really make a big difference if that would leave New York.
For the time being, the Lehman Collection, with its many masterpieces, remains in the hands of the Morgan Library. For WNYC, I'm Caroline Cooper.